Two Saturdays ago, when quarterback Nate Hayes completed a pass in the final minute, it looked like a rare bright spot in a 42-20 loss for the Spartans of Southeast High in Springfield, Illinois. With that 37-yard completion, Hayes broke the conference passing record. He became the first quarterback ever in Illinois' Central State 8 Conference to pass for more than 5,000 yards in his career. Well, now it strikes Nate Hayes not as a bright spot, but rather as a stain, and he says he'd like his entry in the record book to be removed. Nate Hayes joins us from the principal's office at Southeast High in Springfield. I'm glad you could join us, and tell us why. Why do you want your record taken out?
Because I just didn't feel I earned it. It carried too much than what I should have had gotten for it.
Yeah, put us here in the picture of what was going on in the final couple of minutes of that game 2 weeks ago.
We were losing 36-20. And Cahokia had the ball. We had all our timeouts, and we started to use our timeouts. But then Cahokia got a first down, so the game was pretty much over. Then next thing I knew, Cahokia was running into the end zone. We had the ball back. The football coach had let Cahokia score in order to get us the ball back, get a completion to break the record.
And you had the ball back and called a pass play. Your coach did, and... Did Cahokia contest when you threw the pass?
No, they didn't. They were probably 20 yards off the ball, and they probably weren't even paying attention to the play.
So here we had two football coaches. The outcome of the game pretty well settled at this point. It was clear you were going to lose.
Yes.
And the two coaches agreed that the other team, Cahokia, could have a touchdown without your defensive guys really playing too hard.
Yep.
So that you could get the ball, you could complete a pass, and it would be long enough for you to break the record.
Yes.
How far did you actually throw the ball? The receiver ran 37 yards ultimately, but how long a pass was it? Actually?
Probably 5 yards.
5 yards. So they were handing it to you.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying, here, you know, take that. I guess that's not a satisfying way to break a record, huh?
No.
Well, your coach was thinking of you. He wanted you to have the record.
Oh, he had great intentions the whole way. It's just something he probably regrets now.
And the other coach didn't mind either. You seem to be respected by both teams here.
Yeah.
But you don't want that record.
No. It's just not something I earned. It's not fair to the current holder of the record, Griff Juergens, for considering how hard he and his teammates worked to get him that record. It just didn't seem right to have it.
How many yards did Juergens pass for?
4,998.
And you ended up with 5,006. Six. This is an important issue to you, whether you have earned the record.
Well, the record never really mattered to me. It would have been nice. I would have much rather won games than had an individual accomplishment.
I'm just wondering if anybody might have told you, or if you wonder if anyone would say, don't be a jerk here. You know, this could help you get the college scholarship, that you get more attention if you hold a county record, And it could be the difference between getting to play in and then fill in the blank, whatever college you might want to play for.
Well, if anybody said that, they were probably wrong, because I've definitely gotten a lot more attention for not having a record.
So you think integrity pays also? Here.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us about your situation.
Thank you.
And good luck to you.
All right, thanks.
Nate Hayes, who was the quarterback for the Spartans of Southeast High in Springfield, Illinois. And 2 weeks ago, did break the career passing record for the Central State 8 Conference, but given the circumstances under which he did so, he'd like that record to be removed now from the record books.